He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butter Pecan is ill this evening. We wish you well, Butter. We hope everything is all right with you and you get better. So, you the fans, y'all want to wish Butter well, y'all can hit her up on her Say Now button on the Smooth Drama site. So you go to www.smoothdrama.com and you can go down to the Say Now button and you can chat with Butter. Wish her well and all that. You can call her at 619-245-4353. She's on live now. You know, she probably cough and throw up on the phone with you. But, hey, that's what, you know, you wish her well so she don't cough and throw up on you. Anyway, as always, we have a special show for you tonight. You know, special for me. But tonight, we got adult film star Tiffany Tyler here to make it hot. You thought it was hot before? It is real, real hot. You know, Tiffany is like bam, 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 bam. So, you know, if you like adult film stars, whatnot, tonight's the night for you. With that, of course, we welcome your phone call so you can break us off. A phone call, 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037. We, of course, would like your phone calls, you know, and I'm sure there are some people who got some things they want to ask Ms. Tyler. Ask me, for that matter. And as always, for those of you who don't necessarily want to call in, you know, you want to send in topics or discussion, what you're welcome to hit us up on the email. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. Once again, that is SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. And, you know, we, of course, will answer. And speaking of that, you know, I've got a Say Now button, too, on the site. So you can break me off and we can chat from time to time. You know, you got something that you just got to say to me, whatever. It's 619-573-6165. Once again, my personal chat with Dick number is 619-573-6165. Of course, I'll holler at you. You know, we go back and forth. You know, I love conversing with the fans, but not. You know, I love all y'all. You know, we can holler. Anyway, as y'all know, we just got through with the divisional round of the playoffs this weekend. And my boys, New Orleans Saints, is in the NFC Championship game against some team in the Midwest. Minnesota. Some shit like that. I don't know where it is. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Idaho. I don't know. Vikings, whatever. I don't know. And don't give a damn about them. New Orleans Saints, baby. All Super Bowl. And if y'all think that New Orleans is the party place, Mardi Gras is happening, don't let the Saints get to the Super Bowl. It is on. The party will be off the chain. So anyway, y'all know where I'm at. New Orleans Saints to the fullest. Not even to the fullest. To the highest level of New Orleans Saints-tivity. And I guess there's another game. New York Jets against Indianapolis. Whatever. Whoever wins, we coming to get y'all ass. Saints, baby. This is a shout out to all my fam down there in New Orleans. Y'all know what's up. New Orleans is on fire right now. And all them other cities, I guess y'all hot too, but I really don't give a damn. Now that I've got that off my chest, wow. You know, funny, we got the adult film performer tonight and our real life adult performer, Tiger Woods, is, I guess, reportedly receiving treatment at a sex rehabilitation clinic in Mississippi. I guess this is the Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Why the hell do you have sex rehab? I mean, I was of the impression that if you're going to have a rehab, it's for something that you're not going to do. Now, I'm going to think that since Tiger is not a Catholic priest or a nun for that matter, he's a married man, whatnot, that he's probably going to have sex again. So I'm thinking the whole, sexual rehab is kind of redundant and stupid. It makes no sense to me, and it's another reason for me not to go to Mississippi. If y'all have sex rehabilitation there, why would you not want to have sex? Am I missing something? I know we know all about Tiger Woods and all that other stuff, and I quite frankly don't give a damn who he was hitting and why he was hitting it. You know, the only person that should have been concerned with it would have been his wife, whatnot. But sex rehab, really? It takes me back to when we had a publicist, Belinda Foster, on here, and she was like, if I was his publicist, he need to call me and none of this stupid shit would be going on with him. And I'm like, well, Belinda, you need to holler at your boy Tiger. I mean, sex rehab, that just don't sound right. It sounds really stupid. But, and I don't know if this is like an indictment on the American people, whatnot. A lot of people are looking at, I guess maybe we looking at it at a pragmatic way that, Tiger and his publicists, they're brilliant because they are, sex rehab and, the damn dummies out there who made this a big deal in the first place are like, Tiger's changing his ways. He's going through sex rehab. He's going to be healed. I mean, not that I would know what they would do in sex rehab. I mean, did they give you something, like a needle or something that make you not want to have sex? I don't get that. I'm trying to get what it is you would do, and I'm trying to get why in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, they have a place where you teach people not to like sex, which is another reason why I don't want to go to Mississippi, because y'all have a place. There was somebody there who opened up a place where they said, we want to teach people not to like having sex. Just the thought of that is like, not. I don't think so. And, you know, of course, if you disagree with me or agree with me, you're welcome to break me off the call, 646-929-2037. Or you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Let me know what your personal thoughts are. Or you can hit me on my Say Now button, 619-573-6165. Yeah. Let me know. Personally think that it's retarded. But that's just me. And no offense to the people in Mississippi. Y'all keep on not enjoying your sex down there. Thumbs up, two thumbs up, two snaps in the finger in living color style. You know, I can't even mess around with y'all there. Makes you wonder, though. It makes you wonder. Now, other news, not so fun. They're still digging out bodies over in Haiti, unfortunately. Hope that eventually we can, you know, help the country get back on its feet. Not that it was ever on its feet before, or that anybody ever gave a damn about Haiti in the first place. But, you know, we of course wish everyone over in Haiti well. Our hearts and prayers are out to you. Those who have loved ones over there of Haitian descent, you know, of course, you know, our heart goes out to you also. We hope everything will be all right and we can, you know, kind of be more loving. You know, the whole love movement deal, you know, I'm big on that. I'm real big on the love movement. I think that we definitely need more love. We need more practicality. We need things where we're just not trying to take advantage of folks. And speaking of that, you know, I had read that there was a guy who was a whole town with his farm cows, whatnot, you know, and his deal was he is putting he has a machine where he separated the methane from the dung, and you know the methane gas he's over 250 homes. I'm like, shit, why can't we do that here? I know the answer because it's capitalism, whatnot, but you know, it's the thought, why can't we do that here? Why can't we do that anywhere? You know, just a thought. We seem to never do things that make sense unless there's some money or somebody to get over on. You know, we try to think that we can get a little bit past that. And, you know, one of my tenets in the love movement, you know, getting marijuana legalized, you know, which we've seen that marijuana is basically legalized now. Now we got to work on the other part and get this prostitution legalized. Then we'll be straight. Now, you know, not going to get deep into it tonight, but y'all know how I feel about it. I think that if you want to clean up prostitution and get Big Willie from smacking hoes up out of it, you got to legalize it so that you can bring in, you know, government people who are going to tax it and, you know, pimp it like they pimp the rest of us, but they don't pimp us by punching us upside the head. Yeah. Just thought. Y'all think on that. Now we gonna go on a station identification break, and when we come back, we're gonna holler at Tiffany Tyler. See what's up.
It's like,
Yes, sir. Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. As always, we want your phone call, 646-929-2037. Once again, that is 646-929-2037. Break us off a call. Now, we're going to go ahead and add Tiffany to this call so that we can see what's up. We can get on here. Huh. Y'all, Dick Hugger is losing his mind, as always. I'm coming. Add to conference. There we go. Breaking off Miss Tyler a call. And all is silent. Not even.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 310.
All right. Sorry about that, people. Got disconnected there for a second. We're going to try Tiffany one more time. Hopefully we'll get an answer. Tiffany.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic message system. 3-1-0-3-4-8-3-4-7 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording.
Ah, okay. As right now, Ms. Tyler is not answering. We are trying to reach you, Ms. Tyler. Hopefully, you will answer. Until then. Ah, one of the bloggers says, looks like I have to teach us our trick. Well, you know, my trick to porno is this. Get naked and then you, I have no tricks, I don't think. At least no good ones. Y'all wanna stay over there. Well, you know, there's the, Not gonna go there. You know, I do. There was one thing I did want to talk about. You know, speaking of dumb things that have happened over the past few weeks, I saw that, you know, how gangs have taken over, and, you know, every now and again the gangs change up, and then something new comes about where the gangs are, you know, they have something new. Well, found out that the gangs are using a religious symbol, one cherished by the Catholics. And this is gang members in the South Lake Tahoe area. I guess gang members are buying rosaries in red or blue to signify their gang affiliation, which is kind of funny. You know, the fact that they have the audacity to, well, it's not necessarily audacity, I guess, because we are talking about, you know, gangs, and then we start talking about what makes sense and what doesn't make sense with them. And we have them in rosaries. You know, I don't really know too much about a rosary. You know, I guess rosary is a string of beads used by Catholics. And I guess the beads, they're supposed to signify prayer or whatnot. So I guess, I don't know if this is a non-prayer. You know, I guess it's one of the things where the police are saying that the gang members, they ask rosaries to other gangs, and they have, and they even say that, are even tattooing rosaries on themselves. And the police, because it's not a it's a religious thing, they can't necessarily take it. So I guess it would be akin to gangs using, like, what do you call it, crosses or whatnot. It's a religious thing, so you can't take it away from, you know, Freedom of Religion Act, whatnot. So I thought that was funny. I guess a woman, a devout Catholic, Sue Davis, she went to local schools to teach the meaning of the rosary. You know, because she's upset that, you know, the gangs are taking something that's supposed to mean peace and have now, I guess, defiled it, whatnot. I don't know. I mean, because you figure with the gangs, whatnot, ignorant shit, anything they wear and do, they're defiling it because they are ignorant. So I don't think that's really anything that, I mean, it's alarming, yes, but it's not really that alarming to me. I just look at it from the aspect that, you know, it's all ignorance. So if you want to weigh ignorance and what's not ignorant, you know, that's kind of hard to do. You know, we got a whole full of dumbasses and haters who, you know, you wonder sometimes why people do what they do. And so if you're trying to get inside the gangs, I mean, hell, they're fighting with they wear colors, you know, red or blue or green. You know, I gotta kill you because you got a blue shirt on. You know, I actually like blue, so like certain areas, you know, blue and black, whatnot. I can't even wear my damn shirt, whatnot. You ignorant bastards is out there wanting to fight. Yeah. Speaking of more ignorance, I read something, and it's only something that can happen. And I know I pick on Florida a lot, but some of that shit is warranted, you know. Reading about in Broward County in Florida, where the police arrested a 78-year-old woman, Gabriel Shank Trudeau, in November for driving with a suspended license. And she was jailed for more than 2 weeks before somebody figured out that this 78-year-old woman's license wasn't suspended after all. And the judge in the case, you know, he was quite upset. You know, he was like, Circuit Judge Lee Steigman wrote, like, you know, I think she suffered enough at our system's mistakes. And, of course, the problem for her was she was poor. So she didn't have no one to represent her in court because the public defender. And, I'm getting a personal call from Tiffany Tyler. Ms. Tyler. Yes, this is Big Hugger from Smooth Drama. I'm trying to call you for the show. Oh, okay. So can I call you now? Okay, I'm about to call you now. Okay, well, I'll call you right now. Okay. All right. We're going to call it one more time. See if we can make it happen. Make this porn connection. Said love connection. We make the porn connection. Y'all didn't like that? Okay. Miss Tyler.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Thanks. What are you having?
Oh, thank you for coming on the air with us. Sorry we missed you earlier.
No problem.
Okay. So you're in the airport. Where are we headed?
I'm heading up to Fort Lauderdale to shoot for Reality Kings tomorrow.
Oh, you have a reality show that you're doing tomorrow?
Really excited. I'm
going to
be shooting Two Girls.
Okay, so, is this something that's going to be on TV, or is this something that's going straight to DVD? What is it?
This is an internet company, actually. So, it's realitykings.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, nah, I was reading about you, of course, obviously. You done quite had a few films, Wicked, Sex on the Set, Penthouse White Trash. I got to ask you about Zero Tolerance Blow Me Sandwich. What's a blow me sandwich?
It's where they play two girls, and it's an all blowjob video. So each guy gets two girls to himself, but the trick is they can't do anything but watch him.
The guys can't do nothing but watch themselves get blowjobs?
Yep. It's all from the guy's point of view. So it's all from the guy's point of view. He sits down and two girls come at him, and that one it was me and Tanner Mays. And then the camera guy kind of goes over his shoulder and teases him the whole time about how he wishes he could touch the girls or do something with the girls.
All right. Sounds good to
yep.
me. That's something right there. I was going to ask you, what made you want to fuck for a living?
You know, I started as a stripper, kind of where I wanted to sit. And I moved down to California, and this is where all the films are made, so I kind of jumped into the other industry.
So you just kind of like, you know, just went from stripping and somebody approached you and was like, hey, you know, you can do this for a living, or was it something you was like, well, you know, I'd like to fuck for a living.
Yeah, I actually thought about all pretty much have that as the answer, and I was looking for something new, but so I just did some research online, found an agent, and kind of haven't looked back.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, you know, how does one become a porn star?
The best way is for girls to find one of the licensed talent agents in LA and recruit them, find them to go with, or find a girl they know to get them. And you register, and they pretty much take care of everything for you to bring you opportunities. They set your rates and they negotiate everything. So, pretty much once you find an agent, they'll get you going.
Okay. All right, so you have to have an agent to do it. You just couldn't come into it, like, just out the blue, off the street?
I've heard a few girls have that, but I don't recommend it. Your agent only costs you about 10%, and you would be just filled in at 100% you'll get, you know. They don't make sure that you're safe and you're working for a legitimate company, which they know they'll also be treated well on the side.
Okay. So when you're in the middle of a scene, whatnot, I mean, is it like one of those things where you really like it, you get into it, or is it like method acting?
Yeah, definitely. That's the best part of the job. I love it when people are like, oh, do you like sex? No, I've got to do this to torture myself every day. yeah, it's awesome. I think part of the challenge of being a performer is just the ability to get into your team and forget about everyone that you're not working with.
Okay. All right. So, like, what'd you say?
I said it's kind of like being at home, but better.
Oh, yeah. All right. I can see that. So, on the set of, is it like, is there a lot of people there, or is it just, like, you, the other actors, and the cameraman? How does that go? Is it normally a pack set or what?
It's not normally as bad as you think. It kind of depends on the set and somebody. Like, kind of out, you're usually dealing with two camera guys, or, you know, possibly three, a boom operator, a director, a production manager, a production assistant, and probably male and female talent for three big scenes all running around. But I've also worked for companies, Zero Tolerance actually being one of them, where they bring their production manager to set, but you might at most have two people in the room, a camera guy, and, you know, either secondary camera or the director, or the camera themselves.
Okay. So, which of your current movies that you've been in, you say you had the most fun?
The most fun in?
Yeah.
It's actually not a movie. It's a scene that just came out this week for Bradford.com. It's me and Miley, Shane Dozel, and myself in a three-way for Teens Like It Big.
Oh, okay. And what did you say to that again? You know,
this is at Bradford.com.
Bradford.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And how do you spell that for the interested listeners out there?
BRAZZERS.com.
Okay. All right. And that was the most fun that you've had.
Yeah, that is such a fun scene. It's so great. Ami is a sweetheart.
Okay. So tell us about the scene. What was going on in it?
You know, I just have really good, I prefer girl, boy as like a threesome, you know, girl and guy. Anyways, so I met Anya, and she's just expressed to be hard. We have this pretty chemistry that we pretty much just grabbed the guy and used him as a girl boy, and we had a good time to go.
Oh, cool. So.
Her name's Anya and Miley.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, I like the two.
Okay. So now, you know, in light of, that's what you do for a living. What is it like dating wise? What's the love life like?
You know, I'm guessing it's pretty much the same as for everyone else. The only difference is, you know, it just comes up pretty quickly, and, you know, some people are okay with it, some aren't. But I found that people who would truly want to be, you know, in your life, either friends or in relationships or anything, they don't care so much about the job because it's not a hand at home with me.
Right. Okay. Your plane is boarding now?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to wrap this up. You know, one of our bloggers asked, what your sexual specialties are? What do you prefer to do?
Oh, I like
really good. Okay. All right. Well, thumbs up to giving a really good blowjob.
Yeah.
So I guess finishing up, if we wanted to catch you, where would we find Tiffany Tyler at?
The best way to find me is either on my Twitter at @TiffanyTyler. Or on my website, which is going to be going into launch in the next couple of weeks, is TiffanyTyler.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for coming on the show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again at more length, because I've got a few more questions I would love to ask you. And if you have anything coming out, feel free to up and let us know, and we will definitely post it on our as well.
Awesome. I'll keep you guys posted.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on the show, Ms. Tyler. You have a good time. And, hey, you know, when you're done with your reality show, hook a brother up with some video footage.
Will do.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Good night. Have a safe trip. All right. That was Tiffany Tyler on her way to do some nasty, dirty TV show, get naked, slide up and down on somebody. Hey, it happened. And with that, we gonna take a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Together you got to move from the
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Tiffany Tyler, adult film star, deluxe, nasty woman, you know. Giving y'all tips if you want to be a porn star, you got to get your agent. It's only going to cost you 10%, and hey, get treated right on the set. Because you don't want to be treated wrong on the set, obviously. And there's nothing good to come of not having the agent. I guess that's, you know, that's cool. Now, you know, being that she's at the airport, whatnot, you know, kind of remind me of this story that I read about Sybil Shepherd's son. So I guess this wouldn't really be a story if he wasn't Sybil Shepherd's son, but since he is and he did what he did, we might as well ride with it. You know, I'm gonna get this right. Sybil Shepherd's son was detained at the Philadelphia International Airport after being accused of stealing from the carry-on luggage of two passengers. You know, a witness told authorities that they saw, let me get this name right, Cyrus Zachariah Shepherd Oppenheim take items out of the luggage. This allegedly happened on a United Airways flight from San Francisco into Philadelphia. You know, I guess he was traveling back to school at the University of Pennsylvania, and yes, somebody else had saw him do it, and they, you know, told the complainant that they had Mr. Oppenheim had taken the items from the bag. It's like, dude, how, you know, the thought, I mean, he has to be a fucking kleptomaniac, one, because he's stealing on an airplane. How can you not be seen stealing on the airplane? You know, we talk about dumbasses. It's like, homie, really? I mean, the airplane is so wide open. Everybody can see everything that everybody's doing unless you're in the damn bathroom. Other than that, how did he think that he could steal some shit and not be seen? It's amazing how dumb some people are. And, you know, I did do the 20 athletes, whatnot, and I'm remiss to say that I fucked up. Yes, Dick Hugger fucked up. I forgot an athlete who has been in, I don't know if necessarily the top 10, but definitely in the top 15. And, you know, for all that I say about women, whatnot, you know, the love movement and how to support women, whatever, this was very, very big, glaring omission. And, you know, I was reminded of it, you know, by my homie, Slim. Slim, peace out to you. You know, they're looking out. Tanya Harding. For those of you who don't remember Tanya Harding, she was ice skater, whatnot. And she attacked her rival. Oh my God. And I've lost the name of the rival that she attacked, but she attacked her with her and her boyfriend at the time, Nancy Kerrigan. Yes. Thank you, Chocolate. Nancy Kerrigan, who was whooping Tanya Harding's ass in all the ice skating beat. So, you know, she hatched a plot where she was like, you know what? I'm not going to lose to this heifer no more. I'm going to take her ass out. And you know, she probably was sitting around drinking beers, smoking some shit, or whatever the hell she was doing to get high, thinking like, this would be a good idea to take somebody out. So she got her pipe, whatnot, and her and the boyfriend, they proceeded to jump out and, you know, hit Miss Kerrigan on the knees, whatnot, so that she wouldn't be able to compete. Now, you know, of course, your dumb ass attacks her in public. And, you know, being that she's a world famous ice skater, you know, a lot of people know who you are, so you can't really hide. And as y'all know, people who were around back then and saw it, you know, I can't remember how long ago it was. I don't know if that was like 10, 15 years ago. But, you know, the image of Nancy Kerrigan on the ground, holding her knees, screaming, why, will be forever etched in my mind. And I'm sure most people's minds who've seen it. So, in me saying, I did hug her, I fucked up, and I didn't put her in there because, you know, I have to, you know, be gendered, you know, not being gender biased. There was a woman athlete that was quite unintelligent with her logic and put herself in there with men, showing that men and women are stupid when it comes to sports. Something about sports just means you can't really be And I'm not going to stereotype all of them because, of course, there are some athletes that are scholars and, you know a little bit and aren't basically just walking bricks inside their heads. But for the most part, you know, your Tonya Hardings and your Ty Cobbs and Ron Artest and people like that, you know, fucking idiots. And we want to do a special how about those others, the Tonya Hardings. You've earned a special spot, you know, in the top 20. She's an amendment. We got to throw her in there, you know, because I'm gender fair with mine. I am gender fair with mine because it's the least that I can do, right? It is the least that I can do. Now, you know, as always, I like to talk about the hater of the week. You know, I love haters. I'm a hater, you know, for one. I've always been a hater. And we haven't done this, but I'm not the kind of hater that I try to highlight, because I like to make a distinction when I talk about haters. I make a distinction of my hate is that I hate stupid people, and I hate people who follow stupid people. You know, and when I say stupid, you know, I'm talking about shit that makes no sense whatsoever. You know, like, of course, one of my favorite people that now I want to talk about every week now, Pat Robinson. Fuck Pat Robinson. If you haven't seen my video, it's right up at BlueDrama.com. You can see how I really feel about fuck Pat Robinson. People like Woody Allen. You know, I always want to mention Woody Allen because he's one of the all-time haters of common sense when he adopted a kid and then fell in love and married the kid. You know, that's just some sick shit. But periodically, I just got to keep saying it. I know people say, oh, he makes great films and all that other shit. But, I mean, if y'all want to jump on Tiger for getting some pussy, I'm sorry, Woody Allen at all the Knicks games, you know, with his wife / daughter. No. You know, the whole Roman Polanski, you know, people talking about how Roman Polanski, you know, wasn't wrong for what he did in the country. Well, hey, you got caught. That's it. Sucks to be you. You're a fucker. That's the people that I hate on. Now, this hater didn't necessarily do it this week. I think he did it last week or the week before, but we haven't talked about haters, and I have to pull this story out because this is some serious hate right here. Randeep Mann, a Russellville, Arkansas doctor, who is charged with one count of using a weapon of mass destruction against a person and property, and the second count of maliciously using an explosive to damage or destroy a vehicle, according to the prosecutors. Now, the doctor who was the target of the attack, he survived, but he suffered injuries, which included losing an eye. You know, and then there came a third charge, which accuses Mr. Mann of possessing chloroform in his jail cell also. You know, why would you do it? The guy he tried to kill was Trent Pierce, outside Mr. Pierce's West Memphis, Arkansas home. He was on his way to the clinic, and, you know, before he got into the car, the bomb went off. Now, I guess what was supposed to happen, there was an investigation against Mr. Rand and for, you know, he was doing something. He had many disciplinary matters, and he, I guess, the guy, Mr. Pierce, Trent Pierce, was on the board. I mean, he was, you know, he was part of the board that oversees licensing of medical professionals. And maybe Mr. Mann found out that he was about to get his license revoked or whatnot, and so blew homie shit up. That's hate right there. That's the kind of hate that I'm talking about. That, you know, we kind of can't have that. So that's hater of the week shit. I mean, that's hater of how many weeks when you don't want to face the consequences of your actions, where you want to blow the motherfucker up. Wow. You want to blow them up. Ah, I don't know. Now, before I get past this dumbass thing, you know, I got to jump on my soapbox here for a minute. I watch a lot of sports, you know. I watch a lot of basketball, a lot of football, whatnot. And I see these commercials. It's a damn shame. I see these commercials where they encourage kids to play outside for 30 minutes to an hour. And I'm sitting up here thinking, like, why do you have to tell kids to play? You know, and you sit up here, it's like one of those, it's the supreme indictment of our society when you have to have a commercial to tell kids to play. What's that about? You know, I'm watching all these commercials, kids to play. You know, of course, y'all know that I've talked about how they don't like kids playing dodgeball, tag, it, and hide and go seek, and all these other fun games. You know, and it was one of the things where, you know, I've got a few nieces and nephews, so I was like, I'm gonna see if they know how to do it. My nieces and nephews didn't know what tag was. They didn't know what dodgeball was. And, you know, I mean, we've seen many reports. They've made the movie Super Size Me, whatnot. You know, they talk about the overall fitness level of the American public, whatnot. And I think this is one of the main reasons. You know, kids don't play outside. People don't do stuff outside, walking, whatnot. You know, everything is about being inside. Now, you know, I don't mind being inside, but, hey, I like being outside. I walk every day, you know, and shit, if it was up to me, I would start a kickball, tag, volleyball. Well, not volleyball. Fuck volleyball, because I can't jump no more. dodgeball. You know, I mean, because I think if you could play it as a kid, you could play it as an adult also. I think, you know, we as adults, and who says because you're older that you can't play? Now, obviously, you don't want to be out there and tearing your tendons and whatnot, but you still can play, you know. So I put this out here, you know. I dig Hugger. It's part of my love movement. I want to start a dodgeball tag, freeze tag. I know y'all know nothing about freeze tag, touch them, and then they can't move till somebody else come and touch them. You know, maybe freeze tag won't work, because that kind of defeats the purpose. But, you know, tag and all these other things, do something, move. Move. I mean, all the parks are free. So, you know, we see if we can set up a, you know, a tag tournament. Can we get some tag? Can we get some adult tag going? I'm asking. You know, can we get some dodgeball? Y'all not going to get y'all feelings hurt. None of you adults. If I hit you with the ball, you're not going to pull out your gat and try to shoot me. You know, I'm just saying. Adults, you know, and kids, you know, because kids watch what adults do. If kids see that adults are having fun doing some shit like that, they going to want to do it too. You know, just saying that kids need to play, and some of you adults need to play too. And maybe y'all won't be so mad and so angry all the time. You know, and that's what, you know, when I talk about the love movement and I talk about stuff like this, that's what I'm talking about there. I'm talking about what we can do, and we can, 90 seconds, we can have fun with, you know. So y'all think about it. If you got any ideas, hit me up, dick@summer.com. You know, please, I'm looking for some suggestions, something that we can do tangibly. And if you got an idea, hit me up on my thing now. 9573-6165. That's 619-573-6165. You want to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And with that, that's the end of our show. I want to thank Tiffany Tyler, and I want to thank all the listeners out there who actually put up with me running my goddamn mouth. I love y'all. You know, go Saints. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. And if we don't go, hey, we had a good run. And with that, everybody have a good evening, weekend. And I will holler at y'all Tuesday. Hopefully, Butter will be back and she won't be throwing up in her mouth no more. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.